sounds, or musical pitch, that help distinguish one word from another. For example, this one syllable can be pronounced with four different tones in Mandarin Chinese. Bao, 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 bao. So be prepared for new sounds. Take them as a challenge. Don't forget to ham it up and exaggerate. That's the key to success in pronunciation. Don't hang back and do the minimum with your mouth. Let it all hang out and do the maximum. That just makes it much more fun and can only contribute to your having a more authentic accent. Another feature about foreign pronunciation. It isn't only the way each individual letter or word is spoken, but also the way it's all put together. The intonation. The lilt of the language. Mark Twain, who had a reputation for terrible profanity, once unloaded a torrent of curses in front of his long-suffering wife as he cut himself while shaving. To teach him a lesson, his wife decided to calmly repeat each and every oath that Twain had uttered. Unfazed at hearing this recitation, Twain turned to his wife and said, "You've got the words right, my dear, but you don't have the tune." The tune is also important over the long run if you want to develop a convincing accent. The intonations of languages differ considerably. One of the telltale signs by which to recognize various languages is the particular lilt used, even if you don't know the language. When Americans ask a question, for example, the intonation in the sentence usually rises at the end. Are you going? But an Englishman will usually drop his voice at the last word when he asks the same question. Are you going? It is this intonation which is part of what we imitate when we try to mimic the English. Russian, Japanese, Hindi, and every other language each has its own special intonation patterns as well. If this sounds hard or confusing, don't worry too much. You can learn to speak and understand the language without mastering these fine points. If you ignore them too much, that is, insist on using American sound patterns instead of the patterns of your new language, you will simply be heard to have a very distinct American accent. If you make almost no effort at all to learn these new patterns, however, you'll make it very difficult for foreigners who are struggling to understand their language through your thick American accent. Have you ever heard a foreigner speak English with such a thick accent that we say you could cut it with a knife? Or even worse, have you heard a foreigner speaking what you thought was a foreign language, only to realize a few moments later that he was speaking English all along? That's because he was making no effort to learn the particular pronunciation of English sounds or English intonation patterns, even though his words were English. That's how you could sound to a foreigner if you don't make much effort to accommodate yourself to the demands of his language. Here are a couple of examples. In Spanish, an American accent sounds like this. Usted no puede hablar español en Madrid. Instead of saying, usted no puede hablar español en Madrid, which means you aren't able to speak Spanish in Madrid. Or in French, this is the way an American, without making any effort and with a terrible accent, would say, you speak French too quickly for me. Vous parlez trop vite français pour moi. Instead of saying, vous parlez trop vite français pour moi. Or here is an American accent in Russian. Я не могу произносить хорошо большинство русских слов. Compared to what it really should sound like, я не могу произносить хорошо большинство русских слов. You can see that the difference between these two ways of saying it is tremendous, night and day, to letting the foreigner understand or not understand what you are saying. Sometimes, when you are struggling to express yourself in a foreign language, you can see people straining to understand what you are saying. Watch out for this. It's a sign that you need to start putting more effort into your pronunciation. Remember, when you're overseas and off the beaten track, the people you'll meet have had little experience in understanding a foreign accent. And the less educated a person is, the less likely he is to have had much exposure to foreigners speaking his language. So the lower his tolerance will be for understanding foreign accents. Only your language teacher will be long-suffering and experienced enough to be able to understand almost anything that you say, regardless of how you butcher it. Unless you are lucky enough to be living in a foreign country already, or to have a tutor available to you for many hours a day, you are going to need a tape or cassette recorder. Why? Because there is no substitute for hearing the language, and listening, and listening, and listening some more. The sounds must become completely familiar to you, so much so that you can hear them in your mind, and yes, even in your sleep. So whenever you can, start listening to tape recordings of the lessons you are studying. Your school or language course should have them, or be able to get them. If not, be sure to ask your instructor or some native speaker to make some for you. Tapes really do make a difference. In learning languages, time is your friend. The kind of sounds that you will be embarrassed or self-conscious about making in the beginning will gradually grow more familiar to you over time. Bit by bit, you'll start sounding more authentic. But you have to keep working at it. If you have a tape recorder, one useful thing you can do is to listen to yourself on the tape, especially if you can compare yourself with a native speaker. Sometimes I know it's discouraging because it seems that no matter how hard you try, you still have that old American twang. Don't worry about it. Just keep on trying. Your accent really will improve with time. You may never be able to pass for a native speaker of French, Hindi, or Japanese. But that's not the point. You just want people to be able to understand you. And they will understand you if you make a consistent effort to replace your English sounds with the sounds of their language. So let me refresh your memory on the key points of this section on teaching your mouth new tricks. 1. Every language has its own way of making sounds. Some letters and sounds we think we are familiar with are pronounced slightly differently, or very differently,